KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. And no, Coach Murphy, you don't have to shave to be on the radio. Hey, I'm joined in studio today by athletic director and boys basketball coach at Hope Christian School, Jim Murphy, and Terry Heise. He is the head of school. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Jim.
Hey, it's always fun to have you, and it's funny because we're talking about fun things. We've raised our children together and had some fun over at Hope. But the story about Hope Christian School and you two, it has been a part of your lives for literally most of your lives. Terry, who was first at Hope Christian?
Well, I think technically I was first because I enrolled as a freshman at Hope Christian School back in 1982. Mm. And my family moved to Albuquerque back in 1980 and went to a local middle school here, public school, and Hope was there. And I said to my parents, I wanted to go to Hope. And so they enrolled me as a freshman. And so I finished my high school career at Hope Christian School and graduated from there. And I think, Jim, you can share about when you came.
And so you graduated in 86?
I graduated in 85.
Oh, in 85.
Yeah, 1985.
So I broadcast your state championship basketball game on television when you were at Hope.
We're really intertwined here, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know you then.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a 1985 state championship.
Well, we should let our listeners know, too, that Jim is married to your sister,
right,
Angela. And here's a funny thing. So Angela delivered four of my five children as a labor and delivery nurse. Wow. So, I mean, we do. And of course, all five of my children went to Hope, and they were lifers, I guess we call them, because they were there from kindergarten all the way through high school, an amazing experience. And I want people to understand about Hope. This month is Hope Christian Month at KLYT, and we really love all the work that you're doing and so forth. So it's fun to hear about that. Terry, before we get to Jim, and Jim's got a whole bunch of stuff he's going to add to this, but I want to ask you about how the mission of Hope has changed over the time you've been there.
Yeah, you know, since Hope, since I came to Hope in 82, as a student, obviously, I viewed it as this is a light in my life at that particular time in my life, you know, as a student. Then I went off to college, came back, and then I was a teacher at Hope for quite a while. But I think the good thing about Hope is that its mission, the words maybe changed a little bit over time, but really the mission of Hope has really stayed the same. You know, our current mission is to pray for, equip, and send Christ-centered, passionate leaders to change the world. And really, since the Ehlerts and some others started the school back in 1976, it wanted to be Christ-centered, offer that Christian education and to the people in the community of Albuquerque. And it really has stayed straight in that mission, I believe, over the course of time.
And I already mentioned that I had all five of my children attend kindergarten all the way through high school. So you have three schools.
Yeah, we have three schools. So we have preschool and elementary is all on one campus. And then we have a middle school, which is 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then we have a high school, which is 9th through 12th.
Well, I'm gonna ask Jim Murphy now. Jim, you caught up with Terry Heise as a sophomore basketball player, and you came in as a basketball coach. And what were you teaching at that time?
Well, Jim, an interesting story and a lot of connections. How I got to Hope. I'm from back east. I haven't been west of the Mississippi at all. Grew up a pastor's kid in upstate New York. I went to college in Messiah College, which is in Harrisburg, and that's where I met Terry's older sister, one of his older sisters. And interesting enough, Terry's father, my father-in-law, was a professor at the university, and he also was the director of a Navajo mission. He was a pastor, but he taught part-time at Hope as one of our teachers, one of a college professor teaching, I think it was
psychology
class. And he was sitting with the principal at the time, and they were sitting together, and he said, we need a JV boys basketball coach and a Bible teacher. I was graduating from college. I was going to marry his daughter. And he wanted his daughter closer to home, so he got me a job. Maybe that was the reason. But he got me an interview anyway, and I needed a job. I was getting married. We got married in July and came out and started teaching in August. Terry was in my Bible class. I coached him in both basketball and baseball, and today he's my boss. So it's kind of neat how things go around. But, my experience was with Terry, both as a coach and as a Bible teacher. I taught Bible for a number of years. My first year, I did coach the girls' basketball team, varsity, and then I went to the boys. And I've been with the boys now for 39 years, coaching the boys' basketball and athletic director, and done a lot of various things at Hope. But Hope's been a big part of our family, too. We've had four kids, kindergartners, lifers, that have graduated from Hope. And, 40 years is a long time to spend any one place, and it's amazing that I've been at Hope this long.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the 40 years only because Skip Heitzik has started Calvary Church 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So you guys are sharing that. And any place you are for 40 years is an absolutely amazing thing. I mean, I want to congratulate you and thank you for all of that service. My kids were all blessed by both of you and all the things that you did with my kids. And we want people, as you're listening today, if you have children that they may be 2 or 3 years old, getting ready to go to preschool, or maybe they're ready for kindergarten, or maybe you've got a middle school student and you'd like them to have maybe a little different opportunity as a high school student, all of this is presented to you so that you can consider Christian education. Terry, what's different about Hope than maybe a public school?
Well, yeah, I think the first and foremost thing is that we're a Christian school, and that we teach through a Christian worldview and a Christian lens, and the Bible is our lens, and we're free to pray and free to speak the word into kids' lives.
Are the kids free to say they don't necessarily agree?
Sure, yeah, it's healthy to be able to do that, and mm-hmm. we encourage that. So Hope has gone, it's almost 40, I think it's 46 years old, coming up on 50 years. And it has weathered some storms, we're in, hopefully at the tail end of this storm that we're weathering, right now. But God has been very gracious to our school and has blessed us.
Well, and Terry, you've been on, and I published some quotes that literally became some of the top quotes we've ever posted on our program. You said, in-person learning is absolutely necessary and the best thing for students. And you never strayed from that, even though our governor was trying to lock everything down. You kept the kids in class, and that really paid off, didn't it?
We really felt, and not just me, but our leadership team felt that, we've got to keep our kids in school. They need each other. Kids need to be kids. They need their activities. They need their friends. They need their mentors. They need sports. Everything, all of those is so important. The spiritual guidance that they get in school, performing, their drama programs and their music programs, all those things just make up the whole child. And so, we wanted to just push through, and we were so glad that we did. And hopefully our families were as well.
Yeah. With COVID and the pandemic and things that you've learned through that, because you have a few cases and you've shared with us that you isolated the kids and did the things they needed to do and, brought them back to school as soon as possible, and everything's worked well. Have you sat down as a leadership team with your leadership team and said, okay, COVID-19 may not be the last one we have to deal with. Is that something that you have to plan for, those contingencies in the future?
Well, I think that any leader would say, yeah, you got to learn from your experiences, right, in the past. This is something that's brand new. And we keep waiting, as everybody does, for, okay, is this the end? So we can actually reflect and say, and we have reflected after the past year, but at the end of this, I'm sure we'll look back and say, okay, what can we do better? What can we do differently? How can we improve the situation? Lord, we don't want that to happen again, obviously. And yeah. So we want to make sure that we learn from it, but We want our kids to know that they're important, and the families to know that we're going to do all we can to keep them in school.
Yeah. I am in studio with Terry Heise. He's the head of school at Hope Christian and their athletic director and boys basketball coach, Jim Murphy. Jim, last question for this segment before we go to a break. Are you still having fun after 40 years?
I am. I still love competition. I love the game of basketball, but I love these young people. They keep you young. You know, you hang around young people, they keep you young. I've had some good people to work with, but I'm still enjoying it. I enjoy being an athletic director. I enjoy sports and watching our coaches work with our players. And we have a number of different sports. And someday maybe I'll just drive the bus and watch games. But right now I still enjoy, you know, the whole thing that comes with it, working with other ADs in the city and across the state. And, the athletic camaraderie you have with other schools. It's just something that, you know, goes on. Terry was a coach for many years, and he still has got connections both for his former assistant coaches as well as other schools that he's played with. So coaching is a privilege. I think, you have an impact on kids. You know, all of us played in sports, and you realize how important those coaches are. And so it's nice to have a part of those kids' lives, and hopefully you can have an influence in a positive way for Christ and in their lives.
Well, I know that you're a very humble man, so I don't want you to feel offended that I'm pointing these things out, but you have 16 state championships, one short of the great Ralph Tasker from Hobbs, New Mexico, but you've actually won more state championships. I shouldn't say you've actually eclipsed Ralph Tasker. He only has 12, you have 16, but the whole city or the whole school of Hobbs has 17 and Hope has 16, and you've been there for all of them. So that record is not easy to break, is it?
Well, I always say, coaches don't win any games. The players do, but they put the ball in the hole. But I've been fortunate. The one thing I feel really fortunate about all these years of coaching, I haven't had to miss any games. Lord's given us good health and the opportunity to play. Of course, last year's season was a tough year because it was cut short, 12 games. But this year we're full throttle, and like I said, it's a great opportunity. Yeah, Ralph Tasker is a great coach in the state of New Mexico, and we're about 500 this year, so we're struggling. And I'm only as good as your last game, and we lost last night to Valley. We had a good comeback, but we fell short. And it's not just about win or lose. And I think I've learned that over the years. I used to not be a very good loser and go home and kick the dog and yell at the wife. But I've learned over the years there's more important things. And the most important thing is like Terry said, our mission statement is, I want to glorify God in everything we do. And we want to glorify God in basketball. We want to glorify God with every program we have at Hope, whether it's sports or fine arts or whatever. I think that's kind of part of our mission statement, too, that everything we do would glorify God.
We're going to have a little time today in the second half of our program to talk about all the other things you do as an athletic director. I just thought I'd throw out those accolades
to you. Jim.
40 years, 16 state championships. I mean, that's just an amazing record. Do you have any special memories that come to mind about any one of those state championships that you wouldn't mind telling us about?
The first one was pretty special with Terry Heise on that team, that 1985. We hadn't experienced anything like that. Coming from New York and Pennsylvania, you didn't realize how important basketball is here in New Mexico. And I remember when we won that first state championship, we were on the cover of the Sunday Journal, the front page. And so that was pretty special, that first one. But they're all pretty special. All those kids are pretty special. What a privilege I had as a dad to coach three of my sons, and they all were part of a state championship too. I think one year we won in 1999. We had got upset the year before. And I remember, Michael Jordan was on our team and Andre Snyder, and they picked me up and carried me around the pit. And, just to see the celebration of those kids, and they thought I was a big part of it. That was kind of neat that they honored me that way.
Well, and I think about some of your players, like Lance Milford. He graduated, played basketball for the University of New Mexico, came back and was part of your board of directors. I'm not sure he's still doing that because I think he moved out of state, right?
He still is.
Is he good? Yeah. Well, Lance is awesome. And of course, he had his kids also at Hope. And so, your mission statement is well fulfilled, even in your own kids as they've gone out and had a lot of success. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. I know I'm thankful because my five kids all had a great experience. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the academics at Hope Christian School and talk about how students that attend Hope go on to college and have some success. We'll be back with Terry and Jim right after these messages. For 45 years, Hope Christian School has been helping students explore God's world and discovering their place in it. From preschool through high school, Hope offers advanced academics, championship athletics, and comprehensive arts program, all founded on non-denominational Christian worldview. Applications are now being accepted for the 2022-23 school year. Learn more at hopechristianschool.org and our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Steve Russo with Real Answers.
Ever been to a concert and heard people around you singing the words to almost every tune perfectly? What about the lyrics to your favorite songs? It's crazy, but you never made a decision to consciously memorize those words. You know them because of repetition. You've heard the song so many times you memorize the lyrics. Advertisers are banking on the fact we'll hear their commercials so many times their product will stick in our minds. Then when it's time to buy, we'll purchase it. Think about other information you know by heart, names, phone numbers, and facts about your favorite sports team. Our memory is amazing. Anything's easy to memorize when you want to. How about God's Word? Ever thought about memorizing specific verses? It helps keep us from sin, and memorizing God's Word also gives us confidence when we tell others about Jesus.
For information on books and other resources by Steve Russo, visit the Real Answers website, realanswers.com.
The world's end should motivate Christians. Listen to this from Skip Heitzig.
The Bible's revelation of the world's consummation, its ending, should evoke among true believers godly motivation.
Here's what that means for you.
Be careful of spiritual entropy. Be careful of the tendency to just let things slide, to drift away from things, to decline, to leave our first love. Be aware of that. Be careful of that.
Don't waver. Cling to Christ. Here's how.
Be confident in spiritual truth. Why we need to get into the Word, read the promises of Scripture, believe all the things Jesus said about His coming.
Subscribe to the Skip Heitzig YouTube channel.
Be consistent in your commitment to your God, to your family, to your church, to your friends, to your place of employment. Because that's the healthy balance between waiting for Jesus to show up and being engaged in our culture.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. We are in studio today with Terry Heisey. He is the Hope Christian head of school with athletic director and boys basketball coach Jim Murphy. And I've obviously, listeners, you all know I've been around these two gentlemen for a pretty long time. How many kids did we simultaneously have at Hope going? A lot.
Probably 12.
12. We, yeah, I think
12.
12. 12.
That helped pay the mortgage over there for a while, Terry. Had to. No, I had a great experience. I went to public school. I had a great experience at El Dorado High School, and it was when it was pretty much new. I won't tell you exactly what year that was. I'll pretend I'm not as old as I am, but I really had a great experience for all five of my children. I really liked the community. You know, we raised our kids together. There was always parents volunteering in the classrooms and all of those kind of things. Terry, tell us what's new at Hope Christian School, because I haven't been up there for a while.
You need to come up, visit.
In fact, I have not seen the new school.
You haven't been through the new building?
No, I've not been invited.
Well, you invite us a lot, so that's our bad. We'll need to invite you over.
I've heard it's really, really neat.
We'll take you on a tour.
Of course, your contractor, Paul Kenderdine,
told
me it's really, really nice because he built it, right?
No, we were really excited to have a new middle school. I guess it's been 14 or 15 years ago on the corner of Paseo in Louisiana.
Is it that old? I can't believe it's that old. It still looks
sure
new.
Close to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Then this last year, we opened our brand new 60,000 square foot elementary school. So we have 36 classrooms and, we're just so happy with it. You know, we were in portables before and just to have, the teachers all in the same building, the students all in the same building, state-of-the-art technology. We're just really, really excited about it. And so that's brand new for us as well.
Terry, one thing that's not on my list, but I should mention, because I think it's important and relevant to what you're talking about right now, and that is that you have some pretty staunch security to keep students safe. Tell us about your security team.
Yeah, so probably 6 years ago, the board initiated the effort to have an armed security officer on campus. So we started with one. And over the course of the years, we have now managed to get an armed security officer at each one of our campuses, plus another one that's what we would call a rover. So we now have four armed security officers on our campuses. And I can tell you just through surveys and just speaking with families and parents that that is one of the most important things to them, along with the Christian education, but the safety of our students and the families on our campus. I think 98% of our families feel that our campus is safe, and that's really an important thing to us. So I'm glad you asked about that, yeah. And just to add to that, of those four officers, when you combine, I think we have 120 years of law enforcement experience out of those four officers. So
yeah, I mean, these guys are highly trained and really know what they're doing, and they really consider that to be a ministry, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of them have kids there, you know, and we have state police and APD retired, and we're just really, really blessed to have them there, and they're really excited about serving there on most days, except when the traffic gets bad.
Well, we're not allowed to talk about basketball anymore, so we've got to talk about the rest of the athletics available at Hope. And we're, of course, going to talk about the extracurricular activities and the academics, obviously extremely important. But, Jim, what other athletics are offered at Hope?
Well, I think we offer 19 different sports, boys and girls. But, we've excelled. Our girls' soccer team this year won a state championship, beating St. Pius in that state championship game. They had a tremendous year. Our volleyball team got to the state championship game. They got beat by Artesia, but they had a tremendous year. I think a couple losses on that. Of course, our drill team has been very successful. They've won the state championship last year, and they're going to be very competitive again this year. So they've done really well. We've had some individual. We have the top runner. Rendon Kuykendall is the top runner for 2 years in a row, the Gatorade Runner of the Year in the state of New Mexico. He's got the fastest times, regardless of class. We got a Gatorade poster of, banner of him, in the gymnasium. We're going to get another one this year. So, I mean, that's tremendous. I mean, the top runner, regardless of anyone in the state of New Mexico. We have a top swimmer, that's getting recruited by a number of Division I schools. So we offer a lot of sports for sure. Of course, you know, I'm prejudiced to the winter ones, but, we have soccer, boys and girls. We have football. Our football team won a state championship just a couple of years back. And, we offer a lot of sports, both at the high school and the mid school. And we actually have trickle down into the elementary. We actually have elementary sports also now. So, I'm sure I left some sports out, but tennis, golf, golf for these old guys that used to play golf. You know, Coach Heisey is a golfer now, so I give him a hard time.
But, Coach Heisey, you don't get out there with the old guys and run the hardwood anymore?
Well, I used to, but, you know, my ankle said I need to try something a little bit less impactful, so I picked up a golf club.
Good golfer, Jim, too. I'll give you.
You know what he's really saying? What he's really saying is that Nancy told him he's not playing basketball anymore. That's what he's really saying.
Right. Behind the scenes, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, because, Coach, we could tape that ankle, man. Hey, talk to me a little bit about the parents' involvement, because I've observed in doing some work with the public schools, Hope has got to be really thankful that the parents at Hope Christian are really not only involved but invited to be involved.
Well, I think, I'm going to address this question just taking COVID out of the equation, because these last 2 years have been different because of that. But previous and pre-COVID, we really want our community to feel like it's a family. This is a team effort between the administration, the teachers, and the parents, because we want our parents to be involved. And so we invite them into the classroom. They volunteer on a regular basis at games, taking money, doing score clock, especially at the elementary school. They'll come in and grade papers. that type of thing. So we really, really invite and encourage the parent participation for sure.
Yeah, it is really, it's amazing. What are some immediate needs that you have, though? I mean, being former athletes, we're sitting back going, be nice to have a bigger gym. But that really is part of the plan, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we were on a prior show, we talked about, wanting a high school. We realized that our high school facilities are aging. And I guess I'll be the first to tell you that, we've hired an architectural firm, and they're actually presenting the plan and the schematic and the elevations to our board this month at the board meeting. And so that's our next thing that we would like to do. We feel that it's ready and necessary thing. We're ready for that time, and it's a necessary thing that we need to do. So we're excited about that that possible adventure happening sooner rather than later.
I'm hoping there's people listening that are teachers. Do you need new teachers or more teachers, Terry?
Well, every year we have, teachers that move, teachers that decide maybe to do something a little bit different. So absolutely. If you want to be a teacher at Hope Christian School and be able to speak freely about the Lord and the Bible and your faith, absolutely put in an application, and we'd love to have you over at Hope. And we were just really blessed this year. I know that a lot of even APS and the state schools, even across the country, were really short on teachers and substitutes. We filled every position. It's not to say that we had a few weeks where we had, quite a few absences, but we managed to make it through, and we never shut down one time or went to remote learning one time this year. So we're really happy about that.
What is it like to be a teacher at Hope? Is it different than what you might find in a public school setting?
Well, Jim's a teacher, so maybe Jim could answer that question. I know he's teaching a Bible class this year, so he might be a good one to answer that.
Well, we kind of want it also for our coaches, but, every teacher has to have a personal relationship with Christ. That's the most important thing. You need to know your subject material. You need to be a licensed teacher, and so forth. But I think they have a heart for God. It's a ministry. You talk about Christian education. I went to a public high school too, and then I went to a Christian college, and I thought that was the thing. But since I've had my kids at a Christian school, since I've been a part of a Christian school, I heard the analogy of, you don't just send missionaries out into the world. You want to prepare them. And that's what we're trying to do. I think we want to prepare our kids to go out into a secular world and make a difference. And rather just throw them out there in the world, I think that's what Christian education is about. We want to prepare them biblically, educational-wise, and so forth, to be prepared to make a difference in the world and whatever calling that God has on their life. And so I think most of our teachers feel it is a ministry. It is an opportunity. Probably they could make more money. Probably they could do something different other than education and being in a Christian school. But it's not about the money all the time. It's about, we'd love to make sure we meet our needs for our teachers. But I think they feel it's a ministry that they have, that God's called them to make a difference in these young people's life as they send them into the world.
Yeah. Jim, does a student come to mind that you've worked with over the years that you've heard from since? And I already mentioned Lance Milford being one. You mentioned Michael Jordan. I mean, of course, he's got a unique name, but Michael was a great basketball player at Hope. But I understand he was flying jets soon after he was at high school.
Well, yeah, I tell the story about Michael. He, when he was a freshman, I kind of gave him a hard time. I said, I shouldn't say it on the radio, but I teased him about not being very tough. And then this kid graduates, one of the best players I ever had. Joins the Marines, retires from the Marines, and now flies airplanes for Southwest Airlines. So, he became a very tough young man. But, he's an example doing well. But I think the people that really resonate with me is a few kids that come back that send letters that maybe I wasn't walking with the Lord, or I fought against it in school, but you guys planted those seeds. And today I'm walking with the Lord, and I'm serving the Lord. And I just go through my mind a number of different kids that come back and say, hey, this is what I'm doing for God today, and Hope. And at the time, I maybe didn't appreciate chapel. I didn't appreciate Bible class. But today I'm serving the Lord. Today I realize what you guys were doing really, really means the world to me. And so those are the testimonies you love to hear.
You know, I've seen firsthand, for example, in your music program, I've seen a number of different people leading worship, leading chapels over at Hope Christian School, and more recently come over to a church like Calvary and lead worship for us and other churches all throughout Albuquerque.
Yeah, Jim, if you don't mind me, just interjecting one more thing. Tamara Simone, Ryan Wiley, you know, Andrew Green, we started the praise and worship program in chapels when I was doing some chaplain, and they were the ones that were leading worship. And now, you know,
Students.
They were students. Right. Tamara's actually in our first class.
Praise and worship class. And they were leading it. And every time I see that banner about equipping and sending them, and I see former Hope students, you know, Drew Bentley is another one that was leading worship here at Calvary. You know, Calvary's one of the largest churches, probably the largest churches here in the state of New Mexico. And to see some of our Hope students leading worship here, you know, I had Nate Heisig in a Bible class. I had Levi Lusko in a Bible class.
Yeah.
And now they're, you know, big time pastors here in the United States. So, I mean, those are the things that kind of thrill you. It's to see them serving after they've left Hope and hopefully learned a few things, being equipped at our school.
Well, and of course, you mentioned Tamara's maiden name. She's married to Antonio Aragon, one of our pastors, and she's still on our worship team. She actually was working full time for the church, but she stepped back because she felt a calling to do some songwriting and some other things. Still here helping lead worship, but she's not on staff at Calvary anymore. And then, of course, you mentioned Drew Bentley. Drew just moved to Tennessee to go venture out and to go see if he could do this at another church. I think he's at Awaken Church out in Tennessee. I'm not sure exactly what the community is, but
well, actually two now. Pastors too. Well, Matt Parola. He was in the middle school, and Kevin Miller was Hope in middle school, and Steve Smotherman Jr. was a Hope student, basketball player, and I know he's pastoring too with his dad's church. So
Christian Slinker.
Yeah, I mean, brainstorming. I think we come up with a lot of
a lot of people in ministry, but also a lot of people serving. I mean, both of you, your sons have served in the police department, Albuquerque Police Department. There's just so many things that graduates are doing throughout New Mexico and now really the country. We're in studio with Terry Heisey. He's the head of school at Hope Christian School, and his friend and co-worker and brother-in-law, athletic director and boys basketball coach Jim Murphy, is in studio with us as well. We'll be back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hits Deep Ticket Alert. All remaining tickets are only $10.
What's up? It's Toby Mac, and it's Hits Deep 2022, and this year is going to crush. We're going to have an amazing time with my man Crowder, Cochran & Company, Kane, and Terry.
Friday, February 11th at Rio Rancho Event Center. For a limited time, all remaining tickets are only $10 plus venue and ticketing fees. Tickets available at awakeningfoundation.com. An Awakening Foundation event.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
We're surrounded by traumatic events. It can make you feel powerless.
How can I help? How can I make a difference?
The International Fellowship of Chaplains provides training to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of victims during times of crisis. IFOC will be holding a training at Calvary Chapel Southwest March 21st through the 25th. Discount available if registered by February 21st. For more information about the training or registration, call 270-5839, abqchaplaincorps.org.
Hi, this is Jim Williams, host of ABQ Connect, broadcast live Monday through Friday from from 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. We talk with authors, musicians, pastors, politicians, teachers, business people, husbands, wives, parents, counselors, athletes, doctors, nutritionists, coaches, and a lot more flavors of people living a life of faith. Please join us. I think you will be encouraged as you hear our guests open up about their own lives and how faith directs their service and love for people. Join us on ABQ Connect Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock or listen to the program podcast 24/7 at abqconnect.online.
From the KLYT Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at snmacherdental.com. Athletic director and boys basketball coach Jim Murphy from Hope Christian School, along with head of school Terry Heisey, are in studio with us this afternoon and having a good time talking about Hope. They are our school of the month. We're talking to Christian schools throughout this year, and we're featuring Hope this month. So hope that as you're looking forward with your kids or your grandchildren, or you're telling anybody about schools and recommending them, that you will at least have them take a look at Hope. HopeChristianSchool.org is the website. HopeChristianSchool.org. Phone number is 821-2513. Of course, area code 505. They're located at 8005 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast, in Albuquerque, 87109. And I want to go now, Terry, to talk to you about academics a little bit. What's your graduation rate now over at Hope?
Well, we are right at 99 and 100% of our graduation rate. So I think that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's pretty close to good. So we're happy about that. No, we've really enjoyed our graduates sticking with it through their high school career. And we're really proud of our graduates as well. We were just talking off the air about a lot of the graduates that are doing great things across our world, really. We have people that just did really well in college and working for NASA, and talked about a couple of kids that were working for Space Force now. And, of course, there's teachers and doctors and lawyers and all those things as well. But we're proud of our graduates, and we have a whole hall where we have all the pictures of all the graduates from all the previous years, which is really kind of a fun thing to do. You know, when you have 100, 130 graduates every year, you can do that kind of a thing.
Now, Heisey, I'm going to tease you right now.
Yeah.
I want to know what your hairdo was in high school, so I'm going to specifically go look in the hallway for that.
You can do that. You know, there was a year when I had a perm, I think, but that's not happening anymore right now.
Well, if you saw my high school pictures, you would just feel free to tease me as well. So, but I just think it's funny when we look at we look back, especially, and I have to admit, the girls' hairdos are funnier than the guys. The guys either have short hair or long hair, but the girls, they've got, you know, bouffant hairdos. They've got this and that, you know, maybe not so much change in the last 10 or 15 years, but man, back to my era, they had some crazy dudes. Terry, as much as we've talked about Christian education, we've talked about athletics, reading, writing, and arithmetic and academics is really central to the school.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we teach cursive. I was in a preschool class actually yesterday, just hanging out with the three-year-olds, and they were doing sight reading of the word the, right? So they're already starting to identify words in that way. You know, they're learning to read in kindergarten and write, of course, and all those things all the way up. So our elementary school just prepares our kids so very well. Our teachers are fantastic. Our curriculum is great, I feel. And we're really proud of the elementary school and then the middle school as well, and preparing them for the probably a little bit harder high school classes and then on to college. So we're really excited and happy about our academics and how our kids do in college and after.
And again, I can't help but personally testify. My five children all graduated, have all, in fact, my youngest daughter's getting ready to graduate from nursing school. So all five of them did really, really well, graduated with honors, all those different things in college. Mm-hmm. And so obviously that's in support of what you're saying. They learn what they needed to learn at Hope Christian School academically.
Yeah, and I think it's important, you know, to be prepared when you go to college. You need to know how to write. You need to know how to do those things that prepare you for those college courses that are going to challenge you. And, I mean, we even had a teacher that taught till she was 86, I think.
Yeah.
And taught English, and she was still holding the feet to the fire, and those kids still, she's not, you know, at school anymore, but the kids still, when they go to college, they're like, we know how to write. We knew how to write a research paper and all those things. So anyway, it's just obviously academics is a very important part of what we do.
Our listeners know that my daughter Abby is the engineer for ABQ Connect and one of our producers here at KLYT. She's, in fact, handling the controls here. So if all of a sudden my voice goes out, that means my daughter has shut me down. But I'm going to say this, and I think she's going to agree. All five of my children had a common favorite teacher, and it was their very first teacher, Sue Hall. And I know she's retired, but you need to clone Sue Hall and make sure there's always 10 of them on Hope's campus from now on.
Yeah, my four children all had Sue Hall also. So she's still a dear friend of us. And my sister, who just recently retired from Hope, too, was teaching at the elementary. They still get together from time to time. And Sue's doing well, but she was a tremendous kindergarten teacher to start our high school career.
Yeah, and I mean, my kids just love her and can tell you everything Sue Hall ever said to him, and that was many years ago.
Well, just like Jim's a legend on the basketball court, you know, Sue Hall was a legend in kindergarten,
she,
in elementary school.
She was such a blessing. Yeah, and literally, I will say that all the other teachers were equally as encouraging, and we had a great experience as far as that goes. Terry, what's the vision for Hope moving forward? You already mentioned some plans for some additional facilities.
Yeah, I think that we continue to pursue our mission, our vision statement going forward. We want to continue to share the light and God's goodness to the people and the community of Albuquerque. And, you know, I have my own personal vision statement, and I just want Hope to be the best comprehensive Christian school. And I say in the country, you know, I could say on Palomas, or I could say in Albuquerque or New Mexico, but I just feel that when we are given something, and we have been gifted with this school, it's God's school, that we should try to be the very best we can be in all facets. Our spiritual formation of our kids, our athletics, our facilities, our community outreach. All those things are so important, and we just want to continue to strive to do those the very best that we can.
Terry, are you able as an educator to discover new ways of doing things academically and bring those innovations into the school?
Yeah, and we rely on our obviously our principals and myself and really the lead teachers and all of our educational people that we have on staff to continue to bring in new different ideas. When you have people graduating from college, they're taught different things and they come in with different technologies. But basically it comes down to you have to love kids and be able to convey information to them as best as you possibly can. And of course, the most important thing is share the love of Christ with them every single day.
Yeah. Amen. Terry Heise and Jim Murphy from Hope Christian School are in studio. We have one more segment with them up till the top of the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, care also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
Carlos, what if you've had a slow leak? Maybe you don't even know it's behind the wall. How dangerous is black mold?
honestly, it's bigger here than it is anywhere. So my business partner, he ran a company in California for 20 years doing mold mitigation, restoration, flood damage, and that's why we do that here as well. We've done more mold mitigation here in the past 3 years than he's done in 20 years in California.
Bosky Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
Calvary Church Elementary is now accepting applications for the 2022 school year. Join our growing community of families that value Christian education with a loving emphasis on whole child instruction, educating the student academically, physically, spiritually, and socially. Learn about our biblical form of instruction known as Paideia. For more information and online applications, go to CalvaryChurchElementary.com. Or call 338-4848. 338-4848.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect with Jim Murphy and Terry Heisey with Hope Christian School. Hope Christian is the school of the month, Christian school of the month, here in February on KLYT. And we're going to be featuring different Christian schools throughout the year, and I hope that people will consider giving their kids a look at Christian education. And one of the things I wanted to make sure we emphasize very strongly, Terry, and you've kind of done that already in the first couple segments, is that academics is absolutely emphasized along with the spiritual support. And of course, Hope is unique in that you also compete at a very high level in athletics. Multiple state championships and different things in various sports. But I want to mention something that's extracurricular that I have personally enjoyed. I always want to make it out to the art show that Hope does. And that's coming up in not too distant future, right?
Yeah, this spring. Last year we did not have it. We had a virtual one. But,
because of COVID.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. We have a lot of talented artists. Middle school and high school get to display their works in our gym, and it will be open to the public. I'm not sure of the date right now offhand, but we do have it in the spring. And it's a really nice culmination of the work that our students do over the course of the year.
Yeah, Terry, tell us about your leadership team at the elementary, middle school, and high school.
Yeah, so at our elementary school, Robin Taylor is our principal, and she has been at Hope probably 26, 27 years, maybe more. And she does a fantastic job down there. She has a lot of experience, and we really appreciate her leadership down there. Then at the middle school, we have Connie Higgs, and she has been running the middle school for quite some time. I'm not sure how many years now, but she really runs a tight ship over there. And any of us that are parents that have had middle schoolers before, you got to run a tight ship, and that happens over there. But then also at the high school, we have Linda Brazier, who's done a fantastic job. She's in her second year as the high school principal. And just I want to give a shout out to them, because these last 2 years especially have been challenging as well for them, but they've done a fantastic job.
Yeah. Jim, how about your coaching staff? You got a bunch of good coaches.
We do. I always think we have the best coaches in the whole state of New Mexico, but I'm a little prejudiced, I'm sure. But no, we've had a number of coaches that have been around for a while. You know, Amy Franken. Amy Warner, she played Division I soccer at Notre Dame, but she's brought a new look at our girls' soccer program. Steve Kakulis is one of our teachers there, and you couldn't ask for he played for the Chili's. He's very well known as far as a good soccer player, but a very humble man, servant's heart. But that's just an example. Those are our two soccer coaches. But we've had coaches that have been there for quite a while, and we've had a few new coaches the last few years. They don't make a lot, but they love the sport they're coaching, and they work really hard at what they do. And so, they are an extension of the educational process. You know, we are education based sports, and we play within the NMAA, and we are, I don't know if most people know it, but we are a small school that's playing up. You know, we're, there's five divisions in the state of New Mexico, and we play up. We're the only school that's playing up, and it's been a little more challenge for us for sure. But I think we like the competition. We want to be excellent at what we do, and I think that's pushing us to even get better in some of the sports that we do offer. We do have chess. We have a chess program too. And like I said, some of the newer programs, tennis and swimming has grown from one or two players to a full-fledged team now. So we're excited about what we have, and we just want to keep getting better and excel, just like in the classroom. We want to excel on the playing field and the gymnasium.
And this is not on my list, but are they actually having video game competitions now?
You know, that's one thing they are having. They have esports. We haven't gone that route yet. And that's probably a personal preference of mine. I think the kids play a lot of games, and that may be something we entertain, but I know the NMA does have esports, and it may be something we consider in the future. But right now we're not offering that because a lot of kids do it on their own as it is. But maybe someday we'll explore that.
My dexterity on a computer gaming platform is Pong. You remember that? The very first
Atari?
One? Atari?
Yeah.
How do you remember Atari?
Atari, yeah. There you go.
So it's like these two little white paddles going back and forth, and it goes really slow. That's my only video gaming experience.
Yeah, you're probably pretty good at it, too. Huh?
Well, I don't know that you have to have too much skill to be any good at that, but I look at these video games now, and I just go, I hope that I'm not a video game fan. I think it's fun for the kids to play. When the behavior becomes that they're playing 4, 5, 6 hours a day, reminds me of us as basketball players. That's what we used to do, right?
You know, Jim reminded me of something real quick. Jim,
sure.
I got two Jims here, but you know, we have clubs as well at Hope, and we really put an initiative in this year. We have a pickleball club, we have a chess club, arts and craft club, we have a little kids yoga club. That meets once a week, and I'll put a little promo in for our summer camp. Our summer camp was revived last year, and it's a whole different model, and we're really excited. I think we have 18 individual classes that we're offering this summer as well, and so look that up on our website. That's really going to be a fun and exciting thing, I think, to have this summer as well.
Yeah, summer camp is really neat. It's a lot of different activities for kids on campus. And I'm excited to hear about the architectural plans and other things to, you know, change the campus and upgrade the campus. It actually is a very beautiful campus. And I just hope that, you're going to be able to accommodate all the demand, Terry, because I think the school seems like it's really growing. You've increased,
last year, I believe we increased our enrollment about 20 to 25%. We were really excited that we had, I think, over 250 new families last year, and you know, a lot of it, some of it was COVID. You know, they came because they wanted to go to school, but a good number of them came, and they saw what we were really about. And private education really never kind of came into their minds, but once they were there, they saw the personal attention, the family atmosphere. That they received at Hope, and obviously the Christian education. So we were excited to get kind of a whole different network of new families to come to Hope.
Terry, I'm going to put you on the spot about, say, a parent that has a young child, maybe a kindergarten age child. What would you say to that parent as they're thinking about public school versus Hope Christian?
Well, I think the first question that came to mind was that you as a family have to identify what's important to you in education. What do you want out of your child's education? Secondly, I mean, is it safety? Is it security? Is it that you want a Christian education? Is it that you want a sports program? So all those things have to kind of go into a blender in your family. You need to talk about what's going to be the important thing. And then the second thing is, Hope is a fantastic place to grow up in a school with a group of friends all the way through. That's a life. We call them lifers, I guess, but you know, when you can go from preschool all the way to 12th grade and graduate with a college prep, graduate, I think it offers something that's very, very unique. You know, in public school, you're going to go from one school to the next, and there's a place for that. But those are the things that I would think that I would consider as a parent of a kindergartner.
Great answer. Jim, I'm going to ask you the same question but a little different focus. What would you say to a parent of a high school student thinking about public school versus Hope Christian?
Well, I think the opportunities, like Terry said, a lot of opportunities academically, sports-wise. But for me as a parent with four kids that we decided to send them to Hope, the honor and the privilege to put God's word in your heart every single day. You know, I mean, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that may not sin against thee. And, you know, Bible verses, chapel, prayer before class, prayer before games. You know, we had a game last night, and we have a tradition before every game. You know, I have the players do a devotional. It's part of our pregame before we talk about our scouting report and what we're going to do. We do a devotional, and I want them to be immersed. We only have our kids for a short time. It's a sacrifice. You know, I think all of us here in this room, we sacrifice financially to send our kids to that school, but what are you going to take with you? What's the most important thing? You want to have your kids go to heaven with you. You want your kids to know about Christ. You want to put God's word in their life. And that's why I had sent my kids to Hope. Yeah, they got a great education. All of them got their college degrees afterwards. Yes, they got opportunities to do a lot of extracurricular activities, but I wanted God's word to be available. I think a lot of kids aren't going to church. You know, some of these families aren't church today. We were raised in the church, Sunday school, Wednesday night prayer meeting. Those things were a part of our lives. And I think that's lacking. The church, the school is not going to take the place of the church, but it should come alongside the church to help raise these kids up to be godly. You know, like the old Jews, they put the thing on their forehead and God's word was with them every day. And I love that God's word can be a part of our curriculum, a part of our existence at Hope Christian School.
You know, this is not on my little list, but I'll mention it. And Terry, I'll give you a chance to speak in just a second. But one of the things that was interesting, and I think it's the result of what was being taught over the years, all five of my kids were lifers at Hope, is I loved the dating process for my kids at Hope. They did it in groups. And that wasn't a Hope rule. That's just what they did. And I loved it because it was so encouraging. I felt my kids were safer. They weren't just with, you know, my girls weren't just with a boy. My boys were not just with a girl. They were with a group, and they had so much fun. I think they had a blast. So,
you know, just to add on to what Jim was saying, when you have tuition and you pay tuition at a school, I think we have to change our mind thinking to this is an investment rather than an expense, and so. When we think about it that way as a family, it's one of the best investments that I've ever made, that my wife and I have ever made. Hope is not perfect. It's not going to be perfect fit for everybody, but we felt that our kids did well enough to keep them there for their whole career. And so I just wanted to put that out there. When families are thinking about the financial commitment, which it is an investment over the course of time, not just look at it as an expense.
You know, we didn't mention this, but Jim, your older son, Josh, he is a nurse, and your wife has been very successful as a nurse. I mentioned earlier she delivered four of my five children, and Josh is successful being a nurse, and I think that's kind of exciting stuff. And Terry, the success of your kids, and I'm just blessed by both of you that, you know, my kids had such a great experience, and they were safe, and they were able to grow up and ask questions about their faith and really work through all of those things. And I appreciate that.
They had fun together, didn't they?
They did. And this is actually really fun. Now, Abby's in the other room, and I will bring this up. There was a little bit of homework.
There was some homework, yeah. Did you do homework in school, Jim?
In public school, the truth is no, and I got great grades. That was the fun thing, though, is I saw you develop a work ethic in my children. I mean, all five of my children, I'm just telling you, they flat get after it when it comes to getting homework done. And when you can accomplish that in five very different personalities, you're doing something right. Sure. And yeah. it's really true. I should get Abby to chime in here. Did you like, she won't talk to me. She's shaking her head. Come on, Ab. Now, see, now the music starts playing and I have to get out of here. Terry Heisey, head of school at Hope Christian School, athletic director and boys basketball coach Jim Murphy. Two of my friends, appreciate all your hard work and blessing my family. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.